At 7:06, it is clear, 24 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 54 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. With classes resuming this morning in the Tulsa Public School District, security is being stepped up. Not only will campus and Tulsa police have a presence at the schools, Mayor Bartlett says, so will the Tulsa Fire Department.
Where they will be having a visible presence at the schools, the fire marshals, and there's people driving by to make sure that everything looks okay at all different hours, day and night, unannounced visits.
The enhanced security is in reaction to the school shootings last month in Connecticut. Meanwhile, sales were brisk over the weekend at the fairgrounds gun show. Thousands packed Expo Square to buy weapons and ammo ahead of what they fear will be new restrictions on such purchases. Tulsa records its second homicide of the new year overnight. A man was shot and killed last night in a usually quiet neighborhood near the Tulsa International Airport. He had been shot several times. He was found lying in the street. He died later at the hospital. On the State Capitol Watch this morning, the budget process on the state level is getting underway. Governor Fallon's budget director, Preston Dorflinger, says several things, however, are complicating the process.
The decrease in revenue collections really is not an economic a result of any economic factors. It's more a matter of that mechanism that diverts that first $150 million of gross revenue or gross production taxes to education funding.
He says in addition to lower energy prices, federal grants and subsidies could be in jeopardy depending on how Congress addresses federal spending cuts. Between now and the end of February, you can expect a lot of talk out of Washington on the new farm bill. Tasked with writing that new bill is Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, and he's glad the fiscal cliff extension continued the current farm bill for another year.
Preserve our baseline. We keep the present farm bill in place, and we'll have the resources then to try again in 2013 to write a five-year comprehensive farm bill.
Lucas is the chair of the House Agriculture Committee. Authorities in Stevens County say an 83-year-old Marlowe man died after he fell into an icy pond on his property. Sheriff Wayne McKinney says Chelsea Turner was found dead on his land in northeastern Stevens County. Helpful witnesses aid in retrieving a stolen violin in Tulsa worth $10,000. A suspect was arrested for stealing the 150-year-old violin from Sade Music on 71st Street. Tulsa police officer Leland Ashley says the suspect also stole a cell phone from the nearby Mattress King.
Key thing is we have witnesses that had a good description. And normally when we can get a good description, officers are more able to identify, you know, potential suspects, and that's what we had in this case. We had victims that were good witnesses, gave good descriptions of the suspect, which led us to make that arrest.
Ashley says the suspect was apparently not aware of the value of the violin and most likely stole it to sell at a pawn shop. The Intertribal Council of the Five Civilized Tribes has accepted the U.S. Marshals Museum's proposal to build a Trail of Tears monument at a planned museum site in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Creek Nation Principal Chief George Tiger sent a letter last month accepting the proposal and thanking the museum for a very generous and thoughtful gesture. Our weather forecast, sunny and mild today, a high of 54, partly clear, not so cold tonight. Down to 31 for an overnight low, and tomorrow, look for some clouds to be on the increase and a high of 56. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Now at 710, it's clear and 24. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.